Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Robert Broad. The Rock Island Preservation Society will hold a rally this weekend to save the county courthouse from being demolished. Organizers say This Place Matters will celebrate the historical significance of the over 100-year-old building, and it also hopes to show the Rock Island County Board that the courthouse deserves to be renovated, not torn down. Rock Island Preservation Society member Bridget Ehrman says the building should be saved.
Our ancestors had a lot of pride to build this, and it's so terribly short-sighted to tear it down when we'll never see anything like it again. And it really would be a waste of taxpayer money.
Ehrman says there is money available to remodel a courthouse and that it makes more sense than tearing it down.
No one is denying that it needs to be remodeled, but there still are funds available from the $28 million that was taken out in bonds to build the annex. So I think it's appropriate to spend that money in remodeling the courthouse rather than using some of that money to demolish the courthouse and then using the rest of that money to relocate the offices that are already in the courthouse.
The rally will be held on Sunday at 2 p.m. in front of the courthouse in Rock Island. The county board is expected to vote in 2 weeks whether to turn the courthouse over to the Public Building Commission for demolition. Dollar General has come to Hampton, and this weekend it will celebrate the opening of its newest store, which will employ 6 to 10 people. Dollar General spokeswoman Mary Catherine Colbert says the new store will help the Hampton area.
Well, we just plan to be a good community partner, and we plan to provide more job opportunities in the area. And we hope that people will continue to shop our stores as opposed to having to drive a little further than they would normally have to.
This morning at 8 a.m., Dollar General will celebrate the opening of the new store with free prizes and special deals. The new store is located along State Highway 84, south of St. Mary's Church. The search for a new judge in Eastern Iowa's 7th Judicial District has been narrowed down to two nominees. Mark Fowler of Bettendorf currently serves as a district associate judge, and Barbara Wallace of Davenport is currently in private practice. Both are graduates of the University of Iowa's College of Law. One of the two will replace District Judge Mark Smith, who's retiring. The 7th Judicial District includes Cedar, Clinton, Jackson, Muscatine, and Scott counties. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has 1 month to appoint one of the two nominees to the district court bench. Now that the U.S. has imposed tariffs on many Chinese products, China has retaliated with a 25% tariff on American soybeans. And that has farmers and local officials worried, especially along the Mississippi River, where 5 of the top 10 soybean-producing states are located. The mayor of Davenport, Iowa, Frank Klipsch, says this is not an urban or rural issue. It's an everybody issue.
The bottom line here is that we can all probably be in favor of better trade relationships. But the scorched earth approach of using trade war to accomplish that is going to exact a pretty high cost.
China is the most important international customer for U.S. soybeans, buying 27 million tons last year, or nearly one-third of the total U.S. crop. John Heisdorfer grows soybeans in Kyoto, Iowa, and is president of the American Soybean Association. He says it's taken 40 years to develop the export market with China.
So we've put all these dollars into this, and to have this market possibly disappear, or at least part of it disappear, is really alarming to me.
They were among the many participants Friday morning in a conference call with reporters, organized by the Soybean Association and the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative, a group of 85 mayors representing cities from Minnesota to Louisiana. For WVIK News, I'm Robert Broad.